August 2019 marked 250th anniversary of Emperor Napoleon's birthday. However, today I want to discuss not Napoleon's birth, but rather his passing, an event that has been memorialized in a unique panorama that is preserved at the Noel Collection. After his defeat at Waterloo, Napoleon became a British prisoner and was sent to an exile on the remote South Atlantic island of St. Helena. He spent the last 6 years of his life on this forsaken place in the middle of nowhere before passing away on May 5, 1821. Although Britain regarded its custody of Napoleon's body as temporary, French King Louis XVIII and his successor Charles X had no desire to have the ashes of their illustrious opponent back. Even after King Charles X was overthrown in 1830, the new, more liberal monarchy of Louis-Philippe had little appetite for Napoleon's return. It took the pressure from the public to convince the reluctant king to support the repatriation of Napoleon's remains. In the autumn of 1840, an expedition led by King Louis-Philippe's son was sent to St. Helena to retrieve Napoleon's remains. Napoleon's body was exhumed and was found to be in perfect state of preservation, despite 19 years that had passed since his death. The body was placed in four caskets and loaded on the ship La Belle Poule, which returned to France on November 30th. The return of Napoleon's ashes provoked an enormous public interest in France and beyond. Tens of thousands of people lined along the route that the casket was carried on, and the crowds grew in size as the procession approached Paris, where so many people came to greet the return of the emperor that the government feared possible revolution that could overthrow it. To avoid any revolutionary outbreak, the government ordered that the ceremony should be strictly military, and thus infuriating the students who wanted to join the procession. In defiance of the government, these students paraded down the Champs-Élysées singing La Marseillaise and shouting anti-government slogans. The panorama that is kept at the Noel Collection shows this final stage of the funeral procession, December 15, when the procession moved through Paris with a bitterly cold day, but tens of thousands of people braved the cold to pay respect to the emperor. Among them were hundreds of surviving veterans who were dressed in their old uniforms. People shouted, "Vive Napoleon! Vive l'Empereur!" which would have been quite a jarring thing for the supporters of Orléans monarchy to hear. Shortly before 3 o'clock, the firing of 21 guns in succession announced the arrival of Napoleon's casket at the entrance of Invalides, where the body continues to rest to the present day. In the words of a British observer, Napoleon's funeral was the strangest mixture of sorrow and triumph that human ingenuity could have derived. And for the Noel Collection, I am Alexander Mikhailidze.